This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jobs were the subtext of a lot of what Mr. Trump was talking about today.
I am proposing an across-the-board income tax reduction, especially for middle-income Americans. This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs.
There was on Twitter this weekend sort of a social media corollary to the politics of the day. The hashtag #FirstSevenJobs was hot, in which, just like it sounds, you list your first seven jobs. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin, late night host Stephen Colbert, actress Mira Sorvino, and many, many more, known and un, shared their first jobs with the world. It was a meme that struck a chord, fittingly enough, perhaps, because it was started by a singer-songwriter up in Juneau, Alaska, named Marion Call. Marion, it's good to have you on.
Hi, Kai.
So there you are last week noodling around with this new song you wanted to write, and you get this idea about first seven jobs. Tell me how you got there.
I'm writing a song about work. It might sound funny, but I don't like to write songs about love and romance so much. I feel that's been done. So I write about other things like spaceships and avocados, and our relationship to work is what interests me right now. I always ask Twitter when I need songwriting ideas, so I just volunteered my first few jobs and asked other people what theirs were, and apparently I struck a nerve.
You totally did. When did you know you had something special going on here?
Not until the next day. I have a lot of friends on Twitter who are in Europe, and I saw them, as I'm going to sleep in Alaska, starting to answer at a rapid pace, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40 per hour. I woke up in the morning, and it was 20 or 30 or 40 per minute.
You have had some awesome people responding to this. Which ones struck you? Which ones made you say, oh, wow, look at that?
Oh, there have been a lot of famous actors and entertainers, but I got to say Buzz Aldrin was the top for me.
Buzz Aldrin, second man on the moon. That's a good one. I have to look him up. What did he say? He probably said, like, astronaut and something else, right?
Well, he did say astronaut, but I was a little jealous that his fourth job was astronaut. I mean, I think he started dishwashing like a lot of us, but yeah. He got there pretty quick. I don't think I became a full-time musician for maybe my first 25 or 30 jobs.
Oh, you see, that's so interesting, because when I did this yesterday, I got to seven and then I ran out. This job is my seventh job, and I don't know if
what
that's
your first?
I mowed lawns when I was a kid, and then I got a job as doing like painting and maintenance for the school district. And then it kind of went from there. But it's funny how it makes you think about sort of the stops your career has made along the way, if you will.
Well, and your relationship to work as a person. I like this hashtag because it's really individual. It's about each person's little tiny journey, and you get to see thousands of strangers reflecting on that journey and about what all those meant. Like, you, some jobs you were good at, some jobs you hated,
yeah.
Some jobs you learned what it was like to have a bad boss, or you learned what it was like to have a great boss or be your own boss.
Right. This song, then, I think, is going to turn out to be maybe about something other than work, or something more deep about work, maybe.
I think more about what we have in common about work, about our human relationship to work. They're surprisingly fun to read, although I also find they're really shockingly personal. Like, you get a picture of a human behind each one, but I kind of like it.
Huh. Now that you have all this data on this topic that you want to write about, when do we get to hear the song?
No promises on that. I've been writing songs too long to promise a date. But I'm working on a big record project now, and probably after that. It's surprisingly hard to hoover up all the information, though, in any way. I'm still looking for the exact tool that will let me filter all these results and see what we got.
Well, as great as Twitter is, I imagine you now have more data on this particular song than you can use.
Yeah, but there's something great about seeing data in the aggregate like that, which is part of why I love Twitter. I mean, all the little voices are just as important as the big voices. All my,
right.
People with 20 or 30 followers all the way around the world are telling me information with the same presentation and the same framing as when Stephen Colbert does it.
Mm-hmm. No, that is totally true. Marion Call is her name. The song is as yet to be titled, but the hashtag is First Seven Jobs. If you got one that you want to put out, a list that you want to put out, hit us up on Twitter and we'll get it around. Marion, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Kai.